How about now?
And what's super acute hearing?
It's totally acute.
I don't hear it anymore.
So does someone that doesn't have acute hearing, does that mean they're ugly?
Whoa.
They have
I need to test this out.
Ugly hearing.
All right, can you hear each other now?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah, I heard it's still that. There, actually.
For shizzle! Right.
But if you talk real loud, it's going to do that. That's why. See, that's
right,
because
it comes from my headphones.
Hello.
Oh, that's magical. Man, I see. That must hurt your ears.
I think it'll be all right as long as you don't scream.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan.
That's my job.
I love to scream.
So, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 91.
91, bitches!
Oh, we started? No, it's not. It's 92.
92. Whoops. We
92!
Fucked it up.
Who's we? It's you.
I fucked up.
I did not say anything. Neither did her.
Totally. You know.
Anyway.
You two are the ones that said 91, so, you know, blame yourselves.
This is Ricardo.
This is Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB. Yeah, go ahead.
Miss Dizzle.
I'm Ryan.
Aw, poor thing.
Now and forever.
Well, what's up, people?
I oh, I'm pissed.
Why are you pissed?
Because I almost hit two fucking people today
with
my
with
vehicle. Yes.
Wait. Two people that were fucking? Or
yes. There were people having sex everywhere.
Were they two guys?
Apparently it was international fuck
people?
On the street day.
Was it two guys?
No.
Two girls?
Yes. Actually, I don't know what the second one was.
He's talking about while driving in his vehicle, other vehicles.
Yeah. Oh.
Two separate occasions today.
Were they masturbating?
One dumb bitch on her cell phone, and then the other one was
please don't get Herb started on the cell phone
with
the car.
With the,
the
old.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that either. I hate that.
I don't either.
Bullshit.
Excuse me.
Ryan,
shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
I do a little bit. I do a tiny bit. I try not to do it as much as possible, and I also try to put it on speakerphone, but with my new phone, it won't let me put it on speakerphone until after I've already I'm talking to the person. It won't let me do it while it's ringing.
That's
how most phones are. Like all you do is you wait until they answer and then just like press it without looking.
But then you don't look as cool.
But I don't know that they've answered or not because it's not loud enough because like I don't know. It's like a little 12-year-old girl phone.
Well, usually, like the second,
it is.
Like what kind of phone do you have?
It's the
here we go. Hold on. Gonna pull it out of his little change pocket.
Yeah, it's in my change pocket, and
it's small.
It's that Pantech one, that Singular Mate.
Oh yeah. The little tiny one. Okay, like when you're making a call, dude, when it's ringing, the speakerphone option won't pop up until it's available. So
yeah,
when you see that, then you know what I mean. Because that's how mine is. You can't speaker while it's ringing. You have to wait until it's like made a connection.
Hi.
So,
how are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
It works for me because I have a tiny 12-year-old girl head.
And you have acute ears.
Yeah, and I have acute ears.
and they're covered
totally
by hair?
Cute. There's less hair now.
Is there?
He chopped his shit off.
He trimmed?
I'm well groomed now.
He pulled a Britney.
Yeah, I'm completely bald.
Oh, that's did you
hot.
See she like perform somewhere
the
last
lap
night?
Dance? Yeah, with her fake hair. Did you see how long it was?
No, it's just funny because she performed three songs, but she lip synced all three of them.
Well, duh, that's her.
That's
and everybody theme. Was like, it was so lame.
That's her theme,
<It's> Britney.
Right,
dude. That's like pop music in general. They all lip sync.
Not Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, but she's a bitch anyway. It's okay.
Not Candyman. Candyman. I like that video. It's cool. I think that Dave LaChapelle did it. You know who that is?
Wait, if, David. You if everyone doesn't know it, how is it pop? Oh, snap. Oh.
But.
Oh.
That wasn't a snap.
That was, there was snapping. I heard a snap.
I heard crackle.
Somewhere in the world. No, I think somebody's on crackle. I think that's what's going
crackle.
On here.
I want to be on crackle.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
be on chocolate crackle.
If somebody was like, dude, snort this crackle, I'd be all about it.
Wait, oh, okay. That doesn't sound bad as
crackle. Whoa. Yeah, that's
so, dude,
awesome.
I don't know. Dude, the cell phone thing, like, I just, to me.
Oh, yeah.
I can't talk on the phone. I had afterthoughts. I can't talk on the phone while I drive. It's too distracting. And if I can't do it and I'm not a different species from other humans, I don't think anybody should be able to do it. Not just because I can't, but just because it's like, look, obviously everybody gets distracted while they do it, or else we wouldn't have the 100 billion accidents per day based on cell phones. I mean, you see it every day. People crash when they're on their cell phone. So it's like,
but
how about just nobody do it?
If you can rub your belly and pat your head, then you can drive and talk on the phone at the same time.
No.
That's total bullshit.
No,
it's not the same thing.
No, they did a Mythbusters experiment to see if if drinking and driving is
cell phone is actually as bad. Yeah.
And it wasn't like as bad, but it was very close.
Because your mind is in a different spot
while talking on the phone.
And driving simulations have
I might
proved.
Not be breathing because I can't concentrate on the breathing part, but I can totally talk.
I do a lot of screaming.
Time.
I gotta go, bye. I'm driving.
But to me, it's just
bye.
Like, dude, it's like, no, I do the same thing at the stoplight. I'm like, Mom, all right, I'm about to drive. Bye, click. I don't even give people the, no, it's just like, bye, click. Because it's like, look, I'm driving. And if I don't answer for 4 hours, I was driving.
My
Oops.
Mom's like, I love you, Ryan. And I'm like, I gotta go. Later,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Dude, to me, dude, it's a fucking phone. It's like, why? What did we do before we had cell phones in the fucking car?
Smoke signals.
Right.
I shot out flares
from our diesel engine.
Shot
out
flare.
I shot flares
do,
out
Steve?
The window
we
of my moving vehicle.
Life a little more leisurely.
That is true.
Bullshit. I don't have
time. Yeah, we
for
weren't
leisure.
Always connected. Who cares? Like, I text all the time. I text when I talk, but. Not when I'm driving, like...
I text while I'm driving.
I only text while I'm driving on extremely rural roads.
I'm, like, okay. bad.
Like,
okay. Dude, it's just like not
like
necessary in my mind.
Misty's about to play mom.
Well, no,
like, no, Misty, I'm right here with you already. Look, I'll play dad.
Okay, no cell phones when you're driving. This is my list of what people should not do when driving.
Right.
No talking on the cell phone. No reading. Oh my god.
No putting on fucking makeup,
yes,
dumb
yes.
bitches.
Thank you.
With like,
you know,
what about guys shaving?
No, basically you shouldn't do anything that takes both hands.
When you drive, you must concentrate
so
on
does
the
that
car.
Mean you don't change the radio stations.
Well, nowadays you got the nifty little things inside your steering wheel. Well, not
I
my
don't.
Car.
I have a nice
dude. But the thing is, you don't have to look to do that or think about it. You just press a button. When you're
right,
talking, you're
you
thinking. Your mind is within the
like
conversation.
Seconds,
not
like
if
that.
You have the old radio that you have to turn the dial.
Well, I don't have that old of a radio.
He's got a ham radio in his car. He's listening to airplane passengers and stuff.
Basically,
like,
I don't think people should do anything that distracts them from the actual.
The
yeah, dude. When you're driving, when you're operating like a 2-ton vehicle, you need to not be doing anything else while you're doing. That. Why do you think everybody dies? Because they were either drinking or talking on their cell phone or not paying attention.
What about when you're having sex with your 2-ton boys?
Yeah, what about... Listen, hey.
You shouldn't be operating
okay,
anything
all right,
else
all right,
either.
What?
Or you'll die.
I don't.
All right.
I don't text message while I fuck.
Ryan apparently has something important to say.
I have something to say.
What?
What about Roadhead?
That's different.
Oh, that's different.
Because I am much more distracted when I'm getting some Roadhead. I'll tell you what.
I don't know. Actually, like, I don't really.
Faster.
I mean, it's a hot.
Real fast.
Dude, it's a hot idea, but I don't really. To me, it's not really that fun.
That's not what you told me about the trip from Phoenix to.
No, no. It's very feasible, but
depends
it's like. Dude, it's not that. It's not that fun, because it's like I'm too busy trying to fucking drive. It's like, get off. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's good, but it's like.
You're going to be the one doing it to me. I'm driving, so it doesn't matter.
Not with your, like, crash rate. No.
With your crash rate.
I have a crash rate. Every accident I have been in was caused by someone else to let you.
But that doesn't mean you're a good driver. That doesn't mean anybody's a good driver. I don't know why people don't get that. Just because, like, Colin, my best friend, is like, well, okay. I've never been in an accident. I've only been in other people's cars where they had accidents. And it's like, dude, that doesn't mean you're a good driver. That means you don't either drive a lot or you're fucking lucky. That doesn't mean anything. Driving is, like, so random that there is no record of how good or bad you do. There can be. It's not logical.
I'm a good driver.
No, Ryan is not a fucking good
driver. No, I drive fast but safe.
No, he does not.
There are, like, better than bad drivers. Like, some people are better than others, but there is nobody who's a great driver. It doesn't happen.
Misty, are you scared to death when you're in Ryan's car?
Like, I want to professionally drive a demolition derby. To be honest,
when he's on the roads in Lakeland, I'm not as scared as when he's on I-4 or a highway. When he's on I-4 or a highway, I'm going to wear a blindfold. Right. I want somebody to knock me out because it's fucking scary. Right. I don't know how many
times. Bust out the Novocaine, so I don't feel any of this bullshit when I crash.
His car was full of people, so I would have to sit in the middle, in the back seat, so I can see everything. And I'm just sitting there looking at the floor or trying to look at the people next to me because I don't want to see what's going on. Because
dude, see, I need another car like that. I need another car like that because now that I have like a nice car,
you
it's
want a
like
Kia?
No, I want a Daewoo. No, I need another like POS car like my Crown Victoria. That was like such a piece of shit that to me it's
huge.
It's like come on guys, fucking hit me, man. I'll run you
like
over.
An 87,
yeah,
an 88 Crown Victoria with graffiti all over it, and the transmission was so bad that you had to drive it like a manual, even though it was
got
automatic.
Towed by his homeowners association.
Yeah, and it got like 6 miles to the gallon, and it was one of those cars that was like you could actually watch, you could watch the fuel gauge go down. You could watch it. I would go to the gas station, like, it would already be like a quarter done, and like. It was one of those cars where you park at Walmart and people park so fucking close to you with those damn SUVs that I'd just be like, BAM! Oops. And have all this graffiti, like, all the side of their car, like, scraped into their doors. Because I don't fucking care about that shit. Don't park close to me, bitch. It'd be like, whatever. I need another, like, derby, like, fuck you car like that. Because now my car's nice, so I don't want to fuck it up. Yeah, if it gets fucked up, you know, if somebody fucks it up or if it happens to happen, that's life. But I'm not going to go looking for it like I did with that car. You know what I mean?
Well, Ryan, you should really treat your car
good. If people
good,
pull out in front of me, I speed up at
$10,000 to get it fixed.
Huh?
I said you should really treat your car better. I said you just spent about $10,000 to get it fixed.
I didn't spend $10,000.
No, but you work at GC, it's like $10,000.
Oh, yeah, that is the equivalent.
Dude, that's like how much my car cost to buy.
Well, you didn't really spend $10,000.
Yeah.
It was a tenth of that.
Apparently,
I don't know. I need another one of those cars though. I need like a second car, one that's like a POS, and then I have my nice car because I'm like starting to modify it, and it's nice.
I have a POS and a POS for a backup. That's my parents.
A POS revenge. Yeah.
So Ryan has a DS, and it looks like it should be like inside of a 1978 trailer because it's wood paneling.
Yeah,
it has wood paneling on it.
Totally dude, badass. I don't like that one. Is that did you put the skins on it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Ryan's obsessed with wood stuff.
It looks it's classy.
He's got the thick one.
Dude, are you like gay already? Like you're obsessed with wood. You like to drive fast. You like roadhead. You should
he
be gay, man. That's like all the yeah. You like brown. I mean, that's like. you need to just like be gay already. Just try it out, man. Listen to Kevin Smith. I saw a thing about Kevin Smith, you know, the guy who does Jay and Silent Bob. And he was like, you know, I had this friend, this real big guy, you know, and you know, he was like this real straight guy and real tough and blah blah blah. And then we talked for like a year and a half, and I saw him after that, and he was like, yeah, dude, you know, I got this boyfriend, and man, things are going great. And he's like, really, man, you have a boyfriend? You know, because I never thought he would be the type. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, I couldn't get any chicks, man, and it wasn't working out. And I was like, well, you know, you just try the guys, man, and it fucking works out amazing. The sex is awesome, and it's just like good. And Kevin Smith was talking about how there's like this whole community out there that apparently exists where called and guys like him are called bears. And people like that, and it's like, duh, you know? and so Kevin Smith, basically, the whole thing was like, well, you know, if whatever you're doing is not working for you, then just, you know, just try a little bit of girls, try a little bit of the guys, see what works. And you know,
well, you know, like, gay people
like, dude, if lack
so
of sex,
I mean, yeah. If it's lack of sex, go gay.
Because yeah, no shit.
You'll
no
always
shit.
Have sex, no matter what.
Yeah, like with Ricky
with
and
guys,
I mean,
I don't know about but, lesbians.
Actually,
like, dude, I can
supposed to drop off after a while. Like they like
well,
have a lot of
and
sex
then if you have
like
sex
the
with one of them,
like the strap on,
they
the
like
strap
move
on
your house.
What?
They like move into your house the next day.
Yeah,
so you can't have sex with one unless they're moving inside your house.
Well, dude, I, honestly, Ryan,
wait a minute,
though, like
inside your lesbian house? Behind your house.
dude, Ryan, and any of our straight listeners, like, honestly, there is so much more sex in the gay world. You don't have to play that, like, compromise bullshit, like, well, I better do everything she says or else I won't get any sex for, like, months. Straight guys are, like, so fucking desperate, it makes me sick. Like,
oh, I don't
play not that. All of them, but generally, like, married straight men are, like, desperate for sex. I mean, if they get a blowjob in a year, it's, like, amazing. They're like, oh, my God, it's the best thing ever. And it's like, dude, it's probably, she probably is not really good at it at all. You're just never having it, and that's why it seems so good. Because it's like, dude, if me and Ricky want to have sex, it's like, hey, babe, I want to have sex. All right, cool, let's go. Bam. There's no question. There's no, like, compromise. That. There's no, like, well, if you do this for me, there's no, like, bargaining. We just do it because we both want sex because we're already both guys and we know what we want. It's just, like, simple. I don't understand why men and women can't be as simple as
we
that.
We know what buttons to push.
Right.
And lick.
And suck. And, yeah, let's go.
Ryan's getting turned on as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to take my shirt off.
Oh! Dude, are you, like, carpety underneath that?
No, actually. I'm actually surprisingly very... I don't have a lot of hair.
Let me see.
Though.
So you're, like... Wait. So you're, like...
Oh,
got, like,
no. He's not very at all. He's like me.
Okay, so wait, so you got, like, Cousin It on your head and then, like, a Wolverine in your pants, but the rest of your body's smooth?
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty hot, man. That's cool. That's right on, right on.
I'm proud of my mane of pubic hair.
It's a Wolverine with a cobra head.
It's a point
head,
of pride.
So, oh, school's finally over for me for 2 weeks. Two Ooh. Whole weeks.
Sweet.
Yay.
Yeah. Next subject. Cool.
You kids in your school.
I got to come home and take a nap, and I was so ready to take a nap. And I get here, and I can't fucking fall asleep.
That sucks.
Oh, I was pissed. And then Ryan calls and wakes me up.
Ryan, oh, yeah. You asshole.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I was busy being like horny. Man. I'm like Ricky. We need to like. I need. And he's like, not now, baby.
Not in the mood.
But see, I was like, well, you better be prepared for when I get there, because it's not going to be not in the mood. It's going to be like, well, you can just lay there while I fuck the shit out of you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Since when did this turn into the Dr. Ruth cast?
Oh, my God. That reminds me of this episode of, like, I don't know, it was daytime talk TV or something. And
Tyra.
No, it was before
she's
Tyra.
She's such a bitch. Oh my God.
I don't like her, but I like some of her shows.
This dude was on there with his wife, and his wife was trying to get a paternity test because she didn't think the baby was hers.
Dr. Phil.
He was having sex with her while she was
sleeping, and she
and
had
got
like,
her pregnant.
Yeah, she had some kind of problem where she like would not wake up for anything. He's like, well, you know, she slept like a tank, man, so I ran it like a tank, yo, right, bro? Yeah! And it was like...
Seriously having sex with his wife while she's like passed out.
Yeah, but...
And then she got
I'm
pregnant.
I'm more concerned about the fact that she wanted a paternity test to see if...
Yeah, like,
right, because why?
Like, did he bring his other friends over too to do it while she was sleeping?
Ooh, no. That'd been awesome.
Like, hey, everybody, just pay a quarter and go through the turnstile. And...
Oh, damn, not Kill Bill.
Yeah, seriously.
My name's Buck, and I'm here to fuck.
Oh, he was gross.
Yeah.
What was more gross is her feet.
Yeah.
Ugh, in the movie, when she was trying to move them, I was like, you couldn't get a stunt double for that shit.
Oh, Uma does it hardcore.
Stunt feet.
Woo. So I just want to announce that I don't know if anybody else can really share in the joy, but I'm proud of myself because, I had this car, I had like that POS that my friend gave to me for free because he bought a new car, and
he
just like
go limp.
I'm sorry, dude. We'll get back to sex and gayness and Wolverine in the pants. And, don't worry.
I just had to
share this because it's something I'm really happy about.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's cool. I just, you know, I've never... I've just never had anything... I mean, like, my room is very customized. I have, like stuff. I mean, I buy stuff when I have the money, and I'm always really thrifty and cheap, but I've just never had anything... Shut up. I've never had anything like nice and expensive because I'm just not good at saving money, and I like to buy a lot of inexpensive things, and then I accumulate a lot of things that I like. I mean, it's not, I don't just settle because I can't afford it, but I find what's good out of the price range that I can, you know, or find a way to get it or whatever. So I'm just like proud of myself that I actually have this car now. And today I just put some like all the lights on it now are like digital. Like they're all like LEDs. And I didn't even know you could do that. I thought that lights like that you'd have to
what
buy
are
a
LEDs?
Part of their... Like, okay. Like, you know, lights on...
Like, oh my god, like, can you say
is
like
is it the
like,
ones
one
that point
time?
Forward where other people can see them or whatever?
No. An LED light is like, okay, you know those BMWs or those Cadillacs now that have the lights that when you look at them and they press their brakes, they don't turn off and on like fadey, they turn instantly off and on. Like buses do now. They're like digital lights. They last like 5 times as long
what?
As regular headlights, and they're brighter, and they turn on instantly. It's a digital light. It's not a light bulb. It's like a digital...
Oh, you mean as you're like brake and reverse and stuff lights?
Right, right.
Okay.
Why would they turn off?
I didn't know
if
you meant like the kind that.
No. What I mean is they turn on and off like rigidly. It's like on off. It's not like
514.
Who is that?
I don't know. I totally want to listen to it now, though.
I think I might know who it is.
Well, let's just play it on the air. Just, like, play it. And we'll all listen.
Ooh.
I won't know, but who
cares?
Oh,
my God.
514-876.
Yeah, that's Xanadu.
Oh.
She's probably actually bitching.
Yeah.
Why? Because she's not on the show.
She
probably
realizes where we might
she was
be
like,
here.
Oh, you guys are going to go.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll listen to it live then. Here we go.
And I was all like, yeah, bitch.
All right, you guys got to tell me what happens.
Going. Oh, and... That reminds me.
Oh, you can't hear them?
I'll forward it to you.
Everybody has to know that.
He's going to forward it to you.
Xanadu's very cool and everything.
All right,
she is cool, but she bitches a lot, and she knows that.
Ooh, does she listen to the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
so she's not going to care that you're like, she bitches a lot.
She knows she bitches a lot.
She told me to tell everybody that she's cool.
She is cool.
Yeah.
You said Garrett
she
was
is.
Cool.
Well, that was before I knew his secrets. Xanadu, if you have any secrets,
you better reveal
and
them now.
Yes,
that would be so fun.
Reveal them now or become uncool. There's, Xanadu. There is.
Well, I know
what
she.
What the hell did I get that name?
I don't know.
No,
she wants to do one of the podcasts with mm-hmm. us, and tonight was kind of last minute, and I wasn't on the computer, so.
Well, Herb was. While Herb's listening to this, we actually had someone write into us.
Ooh.
That,
ooh.
Actually on the MySpace page.
Oh.
And he added us. So I asked him where he found out about us, how long he's been listening, yada, yada, yada. And this is like the best part. Like, I think he's like my most favorite listener so far. I have downloaded all the episodes. What happened?
Hey.
What happened?
I put you on hold so I could hear the message.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, put us on hold. We'll keep recording.
Can the listeners hear the bloop bloop?
It was that
bloop,
short?
Bloop. Can they hear that?
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, they can hear that.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he's downloaded every episode.
Wait, whoa. The one I said or the one that's on the computer?
What?
The one I just said?
No, the one on the computer.
Okay.
And the one you just said.
Bloop 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 bloop.
He said, I've downloaded all the episodes since you said you were going to take them off. I heard of you through the Mad Hatter podcast. He's got his words mixed up, I think. I heard you complained you wanted some people to respond. Do I qualify or should I ramble more? I said, yes, you can say what you want to say. Send it to our email address or call our hotline at 206-984-FOWL. He didn't
Ooh.
Call.
Oh, God, it's hot.
I heard you apologize about your comment because some lame-ass bitch couldn't handle it. Your show is awesome because you're not afraid to say what you want. The other thing you complain is when people on the show type during the show, Herb.
Ooh.
He says, I can never hear it. I can never hear it when you complain. I think it's all in your head.
Nobody has a cute hearing.
He said,
Nobody
"I listen
cute to, hearing like you do.
I listen to the show while I walk dogs.
I don't know, I have pretty cute hearing.
I hate short podcasts, so your hour-long shows are great. I used to listen to the Drink Till You're Funny podcast, but then someone left the show there, so he said he doesn't like it as much. He says, I love how you change your host, but you just keep putting on a good show. Keep up the great work.
That's right, bitch.
That is Gus, and he's actually the 69th. Person to be added to our MySpace page.
Oh, there should be.
Yeah, he's cool.
We should send Rip Taylor to his house.
All right, so this is going. We're going to listen to the message. See what she says.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
It doesn't sound too pleased.
So this is Xanadu. I was instructed to leave a message by Ryan. I didn't have anything to say or anything prepared, but I'm doing what he instructed. Because I am an excellent little bitch. Take it easy. I love the podcast. Bye.
She's only heard the part where we were talking about Garrett. You have a great podcast. Just kidding, Xana. Can we say her real name?
Yeah, she said that's fine. Steffi.
Oh.
All right, Steffi, you can be on the show. Because they Xanadu's say you're cool.
More mysterious.
Yeah. Well, we already said her name now, so. She could bleep it out. By. But I really need to get a fourth microphone now that Herb's going to be here.
Ooh.
So.
Dude,
or maybe
no,
I need to
don't.
Get a bigger soundboard.
No. Me and somebody else will just share one. Don't waste
I'll
money
share
on that
one.
Shit. Yeah, dude, I'll share it with Missy.
No one shares you around me.
I just imagine
you and Ricky
would just be like face to face at one
microphone. Talk like this.
Like, hi.
Hi.
In between each one, we'd be like.
Welcome to Sugar Monkeys. Right next to me
is my co-host slash boyfriend slash fuck. Fuck. Herb.
Dude, yeah, don't waste money on another microphone. Those things are too expensive anyway.
They're not that expensive.
How much?
Unless listeners want to buy us
$60.
Some.
I know, listeners.
Or buy me a new sound card for my computer. Which
no, it's nice.
No,
or buy
me
some new...
Because I'm like an email whore, too. I love getting email, and I don't
give
have
your
any
email address.
Dude, or like buy me new headlights because all I had money for today until I get paid tomorrow was the tail.
Well, if we're going to make wishes, somebody out there can just buy me a new fucking car.
Or get you a job.
Oh, yeah, give me a job.
Can
fuck
somebody
the car.
Buy
give
me
a
the
job.
State of Florida?
Buy her a Daewoo, everybody. It's like the price of a microwave. Like the price of a microwave.
Give one away when people get married. Like, yeah,
they
yeah.
make microwaves,
here's
actually.
A...
So.
That is funny.
No, I was talking to Misty the other
here
day on
Daewoo. We'll make
AIM anything. Chat. When I was at Barnes & Noble looking at all the cute guys. And I think we should get a post office box. And people can send us stuff.
We can have pen pals.
But I don't want to get it if no one's going to send us anything because it's like $40.
Really? I thought it was like $12 a month or something like that.
$40 for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Success.
And that's expensive.
Yeah, dude. That.
But we could get a cool one and have a theme song for it, like Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I want a theme song for the post office box. I have fruit flies because I had a rotten banana on top of my refrigerator.
Good job.
Oh. Dude, I cannot wait to get back to the bugs in Florida, but not really.
What?
Because here, like Arizona, honestly, like Ricky, after we're there for a while and we moved back here, you were going to be like, oh my God, I can deal with the heat because there are so many benefits about the dry weather. There's no bugs ever.
Exactly.
Nothing ever goes stale. Ever. You can leave out for like weeks and it won't go stale and no
you
bugs will
to
touch
put,
it.
You rice in your salt.
right. And
I lived
and
in
like,
Mesa for 4 years.
I've
oh, you
never
did?
Been west yeah. of the Mississippi.
You lived at the table?
Well, once, but...
Yeah, I lived at
years.
The table.
You live in Mesa? That's awesome.
Yeah, I lived...
Like, how cold is it here? Seriously. I mean, the
I
worst
miss
thing
Arizona,
about...
actually.
Like, Phoenix sucks only because there's one thing. There's no culture here. Because it's only... It's like the 48th state that was added, so there's no history. You can't, like, go and find, like, a 300-year-old building or, like, where the settlers came because it's all, like, updated and remodeled. It's not like Florida or New York where you can see, like, history... Unless you go outside the city.
We
but
have history.
Other than that, it's
yeah.
like...
We have the
Saint
first
Augustine.
City. Like,
yeah, hello.
The Fountain of Youth.
St. Augustine's
America.
Beautiful.
Hello.
America. Yeah,
this
Florida
America.
Was like one of the 13 colonies, dude.
Florida was not.
It wasn't? Wait,
no.
Wait.
No, it was yeah. added on later. But
it was like right after, though.
It was, yeah, it was one of the first few, though.
Don't go there. I'm
right. But
it
Arizona's like
colony.
The last... Arizona was like the
colony.
Second to the last one.
An ironically named penal colony.
Don't make me penalize you.
The thing I loved about Arizona was at night, even during the summer, it would get so cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I
and
I
just,
miss
I mean, you can go, you can spill something. Like, I don't know why this is so amazing to me, but when I was a kid, you know, when you're a kid, you spill stuff on yourself all the time. That's how kids are. So when we go to like the fair, like the youth fair that they have in Miami, you know, you'd be drinking soda or eating a hot dog, and you'd spill something, and it'd be wet until you got home later. It'd be like 5 hours later, it'd still be wet. And here it's like 5 minutes, and you didn't even know that anything was there because there's no, it doesn't stain because it's already dried.
You know what I hate about Arizona is when you're on top of a fucking mountain and it's like negative 10 degrees and you're sleeping in a Dodge.
What's a mountain?
Oh, yeah, right.
See that thing in the picture? That's what a mountain is.
And
I'm not talking about their butts. I'm talking about the background.
And it's, and it's so fucking magical. Dark, you can't even see like 2 feet in front of you, and you're scared that a bear is going to come attack you, so you sleep in this cramped ass car.
Dude, that's like nature. That's not Arizona. That's everywhere but Florida is what that is.
No, that was cold and dark. And I was afraid a raccoon was going to bite me, and then I was going to have like fucking foaming mouth disease.
I mean, how cool was it? When I went to school there...
You went to ASU?
Huh?
You went to ASU?
No, it was a while ago. I was younger.
She was like, this is before you were born, probably.
Misty, you went to Ass University?
Well, back when
when was this that you went to Mesa, or that you were in Mesa?
It was actually, it was from 87 to 91.
He was two.
Did you go to like...
That makes
did you go to like MCC or did you go to high school?
3 to 7.
It was elementary school, and I was just about to start middle school when we left.
Never mind. School. I probably wouldn't know the school then. I was almost going to move to Mesa when we lived here.
I was
when
in fourth
we, when
grade.
We first moved.
I'm sure the school's still there, Taft Elementary School.
I started
school
elementary
in Mesa,
school
Arizona.
In 1990.
My brother was the first graduating class from Red Mountain High School.
Ooh, fancy.
It was fancy. It was a brand new fucking high school, man.
That's what I'm saying. I said fancy. There wasn't sarcasm. I just said.
What? Herb?
Hello.
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 Yeah, this thing sucks.
Skype I think it's your computer. It's your computer.
No. Skype is a piece of shit.
I think
now
it's Skype
because
the three of us were talking on Skype and it sucks.
Yeah.
Now that it's so popular, it's like.
But
it
I have the paid
ass.
Person. Mm.
I want to call her Xanadu now.
Me too.
Xanadu, I'm sorry. I'm
so
gonna,
no Steffi. Xanadu.
Steffi.
That's her name now.
Your name's great and
Fuck
everything,
Steffi.
But I'm totally calling you Xanadu.
Steffi,
now
you're
on.
Totally fucking calling the United States government and changing your
Xanadu.
Fucking name to Xanadu. Mm-hmm. Xanadu foul monkeys. Oh, guess what? Herb and I were talking.
That was
and
a lot
we're
of
just
Herb.
Like talking like 20 years from now or whatever, like if we decide to have kids or whatever. He was like, what are we gonna name our kids? And I was like, Hallis Burton or Burton Hallis. And he was like, no, how about Halliburton?
Oh.
And he didn't know that
I'm gonna name my child
Anchorita. What are you sending me?
You'll Ooh. See. I wanna show Ryan and Missy pictures of my old car.
And so he said Halliburton, and he didn't even know that that was like the company that the vice president was. Like,
oh my God, really?
I didn't know about that at all. My health wow. teacher in high school was Miss Halliburton,
and
so
I
that's
laughed
what I thought
so
of.
Hard. And he was like,
Well, anyway, I liked
what are you
Arizona,
talking about?
And I miss
yeah.
it. Florida,
dude,
sucks.
Right on. Yeah, I like both places, but I definitely will miss the weather here because everybody thinks that like the entire Arizona is like all desert and really dry, and it's like.
No.
No.
I just want to go get.
You have to just tell people go to
trip
Flagstaff.
In the desert. Trip balls.
I went to Flagstaff. That's where we went to Flagstaff, right?
Yeah,
that's where the university
Tripping
is, right?
Ball.
NAU. We went to Grand Canyon, Sedona, Flagstaff, Prescott, Heber, and what do you call it? Jerome.
Jerome was awesome.
Yeah,
it's artsy fartsy.
Arizona is a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is.
My butt's a beautiful place.
I'll take your word on that.
Herb?
Only after you clean it.
Oh!
You know you like it much.
Shazam!
I like it Rocky
monkeys,
Road.
Where our butts are clean.
Rocky like Road! Rocky Road and Cherry, and
Wait,
Cherry Garcia.
He said he likes a Rocky Road.
Oh.
I like it. I like a Neapolitan Dynamite. Ow.
Oh.
What is wrong with Ben and Jerry? Seriously, what is wrong with those people?
They
make
got
like,
too high.
I don't think they
no,
have
but they make
the
like,
company anymore. I thought they sold
they
it
did,
off.
I'm
it's,
pretty sure.
And it's now it's just like a corporation.
But it's like I don't know the names are like kind of retarded, and the ice cream really isn't even that amazing, and it's
like
way too expensive
food.
For what you get.
Fish food is good.
It's because they're hippies. People
you
buy. It's a gimmick. They're a gimmick
yeah,
ice cream
exactly.
company.
You go to any one of the grocery stores that have their own brand, and you can find the same exact ice cream for a lot cheaper, and it's probably better.
Yeah, Misty, I'm right there with you. That's see right there.
It's like half the price.
You and I are going to get along really well because that's my philosophy with everything. Why motherfucking pay more when it's the same bullshit for whatever it is?
Let me turn Misty's opinion down real quick.
That's okay. My email address is misty79@gmail.com. Email me. Click. No more Misty.
Hungry.
I agree. I mean,
wait, Ricky, what were you going to say?
He doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
I don't know. Apparently, it's not my show anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm confused
by
your motives.
When you have four people on, it's like going to happen.
No, it's not. It's mine. I'm the oldest person here.
Not by much.
I get what I want.
No, see, the way you're supposed to say it, what you're supposed to say is, it's my apartment, it's my equipment. If you don't like it, goodbye.
And you're breathing my oxygen inside my apartment.
Well, not really.
And you're using my AC.
Hey, I pay tax on this oxygen.
And you're feeding, and
for
feeding the fruit
America
flies.
Tax.
America tax.
It's on my paycheck says America oxygen tax.
It's in the Constitution.
Yeah, I'm constitutionally governed to have tax on my air.
You know what should be legalized?
Oh, God.
Peyote?
Wait, what? What was that?
I think he said your face. Ooh, diss! Oh, that's a time zone diss, because that diss came across a different time zone.
Ooh! Oh. That is a 3 hours difference there.
Your face and your mom always work for everything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a your
except
mom
for if you're sleeping in your math class, you wake up, your teacher says
see,
X equals 2,
that.
And you say, your mom equals 2.
You
and she's like, go back to sleep, Ryan.
Huh?
You can't use the your mom's dead. You know why?
Why?
Because I do your mom jokes to my mom, and my grandma is dead.
Oh. Oh, snap.
My mom's like, my mom, what? And I was like, you heard me? And she'd be like, all right. My mom's really cool, though. She's kind of crazy.
Hey, I need to see.
But, you know.
Never mind.
You need to see what?
No, never mind.
Ryan's penis. We'll totally take a picture of it and send it to you.
It's out right now.
Whoa. You might want to get something for those cauliflower shaped things.
That's what should
there.
Be legalized. But we can move on.
Oh, prostitution? That is legal. Whatever.
Well, on the new Earth, they discovered like 5 times bigger than Earth. They would say, we did that 3 billion years ago.
Yeah. Hey, so when we were talking about the networking, was that before we recorded?
I think it was during.
I think
it was before.
There, it was both. I believe. I don't know.
I believe anything on that.
Well, anyway, when we go to when I go to Florida, I need to like meet lots of people and develop like the hookup relationships again, because that's like my whole life here is like everybody helps each other with barter system shit.
Not
you know?
So good to me.
Bartering is good.
What are you talking
hook
about?
Hook up relationships.
Sounds like
always got to be thinking about the sex.
With the jealousy on
just
the
tell him
with
a bartering system
with the king and Ron and Wendy.
Does bartering system work for you, Ricky?
No.
He's yeah, free cycling. That's
fucking
doing.
Free.
Isn't barter? Isn't the barter system like yellow or whatever? Since like capitalism's green and communists are red.
Dude, it's called clear because there's nothing in my hand when I take that shit. Like no money.
Green capitalist, go. Stop red communism.
What's black?
Anarchy. Green for capitalism equals like money in my mind.
Yeah.
Like
that's what capitalism's
money.
About.
Cream
money.
Make that money. Dollar bill, y'all.
And stealing
what's
money from
brown?
Everybody else.
I don't know. I think that's Mexican money.
Oh.
Oh.
Dude,
oh, no,
actually pesos...
Like, 8,000
really,
pesos
really cool.
for a dollar?
I'm confused.
Dude, pesos are really cool. Like, their bills are awesome. The 20 bill for pesos are like...
Yeah, I will
it
say
has like
our
a hole in
retarded.
It with a little plastic piece that's like
it's
impossible
really
to counterfeit.
Our money's getting really
our money's getting yeah, retarded
is.
Looking. It looks like turning into a comic strip.
Why do we even
ours
have money?
Like
well, it's going to be a comic strip with George W. Bush shooting
oh,
people.
Oh, God. He's a dumbass.
Chasing down terrorists, like, right on the back.
I better be quiet.
Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this new episode of Bazooka Joe. Bazooka George is on the back. Dang, look at him go.
Bazooka Joe is awesome, but the gum is horrible.
Oh, my God. That used to give me, like, the biggest cramps in my jaws.
Yeah, that gum never got soft. Like, there's nothing you could do.
No, it's not even that. It doesn't. The flavor doesn't last
like
long enough.
Like a steam press couldn't soften that gum.
The gum with the red, yellow, and blue. Blow pop. It's not blow pop.
You mean zebra stripe?
No.
No, you're talking about the...
Bubblicious?
No, I know what you're talking
hard
about.
Shit.
Yeah, it was really hard.
And it's yellow,
and
blue,
it was
and
like
red.
Wrapped like a bonbon kind of right. candy, where it was like a circle in the middle.
What was that?
But it was like a cylinder, and then it was frilly on the outside.
Right.
Bubble pop? Bubble yum?
I'm here,
it had
and
bubble
I'm just
in
as
it.
Long.
I remember yeah. having bubble.
Bubble
in.
Yum. No.
No, it wasn't bubble yum.
No,
bubble.
No.
I had like a giant like.
Hey, I will hit up the Mexican ice cream container. Lady in my neighborhood today and I'll find out for you.
Double bubble?
Yes. It was double bubble. Search
plus
for
it was
Google double bubble.
Fucking nasty.
Yeah.
I miss like screwballs. Those are awesome from the ice cream man. Those were cool.
That's the ice cream man in my neighborhood right sucks ass.
No, that's not it.
We kind of have
fast.
One.
Why, when I put in double bubble, it brings up a bunch of titties?
Because
it's
D-U-B.
Double bubbles, dude.
It's oh, D-U-B. D-U-B.
Yeah, it's double bubble. Like Hubble Space Telescope. Dude, my ice cream man is a woman, and she drives
it.
Over from the ghetto to, well, from the supposed ghetto in Phoenix, over to... over to Arrowhead, as they call it here, and she like drives real fast and makes sure she can get whatever rich kid she can, and then she leaves. So I barely see her, and she only comes like once every 3 months. But I miss the ice cream man; that was the shit.
Yeah.
You know why it all stopped is because now it's like we have all these huge stores where you can just go there and buy ice cream. They're all like
the ice
you know,
cream man goes through my neighborhood every day, but he drives so fast.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen him. It's so crazy. He's like, bing, 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 bing.
He's on crack,
and you're like, oh my god, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, and they sell
lab in the back of it.
Yeah, they sell like too many drugs, and a lot of them stop because of that because they all sell drugs too.
Yeah,
they're like, we're not making money off
ice cream, man.
The slushio mouth guy. Is always getting caught.
Slush your mouth.
Dude, and it sucks
where they sell
because
the
it's
corn
like...
in the cup as
yeah.
well as the little
yeah,
slushies.
Yeah, the corn in the cup and they sell slushies.
You've never heard
and,
of a slush
what's
your
corn
mouth?
In a cup? If you want to get some weed.
It's a piece of corn on the cob in a cup.
Dude, yeah, and then they sell the red sausages in a jar and they give it to you with like
the
a plastic fork.
Man?
No, the slush your mouth guy. Yeah.
You
want to
get some meth?
That
you know,
is
whatever.
So fucking
good. You want to get some slush your mouth and start a party? Just call
he's
the slush your mouth guy.
He's just like an ice cream guy, but you can call him to like for events and stuff.
Slush your mouth.
Slush your mouth. Just like slush your mouth.
They should change the name of that company to Slush Your Mouth.
We had two of the ice cream men in my neighborhood get arrested
with
for selling drugs.
Yeah. The Slush Your Mouth guy's always getting in trouble.
Yeah, he is.
He's always in trouble with the law. Even different Slush Your Mouth guys, all of them just... It's just, it's just like a big like drug ring. Like... That's all
dude,
ice cream mans are.
It's so totally true. And that, like, because they're like, we ain't making no ice money on this man. Damn ice cream. We got to spell some hash, man.
Children love weed.
They do.
Kids
dude,
no
fucking, no. Right before I came in here, this fucking guy came up to my fence because I, like, didn't lock the fence right, I guess, last night or whatever. So I was like, what the fuck? And I put it back on. And just in those 2 extra seconds that I took to fix the lock, this guy comes up and he's like, hey, man, you know, I'm from Florida, and, like, I'm selling subscriptions and blah, blah, and he's, like, talking to me about all this shit, and he's from, like, Vero Beach or Hollywood or some shit, and I'm like, dude, just because we're both from Florida doesn't mean you're cool. In fact, that probably means you're not cool, and, you know, that's why I left. But
do you remember that time when we had that girl that was selling the subscription and doing the questions?
Oh, yeah, she was
we
totally
just,
cool.
We just, like, totally hit
I, the, we're
just
trying
you know.
To hit on her. Yeah,
but, dude, no.
Yeah.
So,
I know what
so,
you're
so,
talking
like,
about, the contest thing. So if they get, like, 10
yeah,
more
yeah,
people,
exactly. That's the same
we
that's the same as the guy.
We were smoking right beforehand, and then she came, and she's like, can I come in and ask y'all some questions?
Really,
and then
yeah.
she sat on the floor, and then I was, like, going to hit on her, but I realized that was kind of creepy because she's, like, in my house. Well, not my house, like my girlfriend's house.
Well, dude, like it was cool for like 2 seconds, but then when he realized that I was like, well, dude, I'm saving money and shit, so I don't have time to waste money on crap. So,
I'm moving to Florida, bitch. I guess I'll see you there, won't I?
Well, I didn't say that because I don't want him to know that I'm moving, but Dude, no. Seriously, though, like, I mean, that part of my brain must come from my paranoid mother, but when you meet somebody who already knows when you live, like, some blue-collar, like, some trashy-ass, like, construction worker or some shit, you don't want them to know that you're moving and that the wife of the house is going to be the only one there. Because we've had people fuck with us before because they knew that,
you're
like,
supposed
my dad doesn't
live with
us. You're
supposed to say she's from Utah and she has 5 husbands.
But anyway, so he's like, after he realizes that I'm not going to buy it.
Whoa. 5 husbands is wrong. Only 5 wives is acceptable. 5
husbands
is just gross.
No, they changed the rules just for his mom.
So after he realized that I wasn't going to buy anything, he's like, hey, man, are you, like, 420 friendly? I'm like,
what?
Well, you just blew your fucking deal, man. I wish I was an undercover cop because I would have busted the shit out of that guy.
Are you 420 friendly? What does that mean?
I just love Miller, man.
I'm like, dude, are you like, familiar with gay profiles? Because as far as I know, straight people don't use that term. Like, nobody says, are you 420 friendly unless you're reading it on
Bigger
City.
I know some
city.
Straight people that use it.
Well,
I've never
gay.
Heard that term before.
Yeah, that's gay.
I would know what it means, but
yeah, duh. But it's like term. All you got to say is, "Man, you got some bud." You know that yeah, that's so, it. Right? Like,
hey, dog, you down?
You got
down?
Some?
Yeah,
bud?
Yeah, exactly.
I was about to have a celebration. You wanna get?
And he's saying this while like kids are like right across the street from me.
Times 420.
And he's saying this while kids are like right across the street, and it's I don't know. It's just. I walked inside, like, I need to go do the show, but, God, I just want to, like, bust people's ass to do stupid shit like that. It just, don't come to my fucking house and ask me if I'm 420 friendly, man. I'll go find you and rip you off. if I'm interested in a weed relationship with you, in a drug ring relationship, I will find you. Don't come to my fucking house. Try to sell me subscriptions.
I didn't
man.
Know they go door to door now.
Shit, like. What you know?
You remember like
I
when you were a
know.
Kid that you were like that you're supposed to be afraid if you're like on the corner street or whatever because they'll come up and ask you. Now they just come up.
No,
to your
they
house.
Force you. They're like, smoke the fucking joint, bitch. Why didn't that ever happen to me as a kid?
So,
by the way,
recently,
I'd have been like, okay, sir.
Some old guy in Publix tried to get me to have some like York peppermint patties that were probably laced with some PCP or some bullshit.
Oh,
I was like, I don't talk to strangers. Bye, and I ran.
How did you do that again?
York peppermint patties.
Yeah, it was.
I would have.
Yeah,
I love York peppermint patties.
I was a dumbass kid. Like, you know what's good?
No, but he looked like dude. He fucking looked like a 60-year-old Bill Nye the Science Guy, and I was like, no.
You know what's good?
Your face.
It's when you're working. When you're working at Dairy Queen and you're totally high, and all you want is peppermint patties in a blizzard. It's so good.
Dude, what's even better is when you work at Subway and you get high in the fridge and get all the cucumbers to smell like weed afterwards. And then when everybody eats that shit, they're like, wow, this tastes like, what is that? Reefer? Yeah. And their subs taste like it? Yeah.
Oh, like 2 weeks ago, for some reason there's been a lot of drug busts in like the Tampa area recently.
Because it's Florida?
Well, yeah. But one of the places... The only reason they got, like, marijuana from it is because the house caught fire.
Oh,
and then
no,
the whole...
that sucks.
And like,
you know they were sitting inside still listening to, like, the roof
is
on fire. We don't need no water. Yeah.
Well, apparently half the inventory burnt up. And I was watching the news with my dad.
And, like,
dad.
The whole neighborhood was high after that, or what?
Well, that's... My dad and I were wondering. My dad kind of looked at me. He's like, do you think the neighbors got high? I was like, I don't know. There was probably a mad dash for the convenience store.
Dude, yeah.
Like, the beginning scene from Edward Scissorhands where everyone's pulling out at the same time. Like, all the dads going to work or whatever. Like, that total scene. And then, like, them going through the different drive-thrus.
I could just imagine a bunch of people come out of their houses and stand and be like, hey, man, look at the fire.
Edward Scissorhands was totally filmed in Lakeland, though.
Yeah.
To let everybody know.
Yeah.
Well,
I still haven't seen
as my dad says, he's still looking for the house on the hill.
Except for that.
I still haven't seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's on Mount Lakeland.
He's never seen. I took him to Southgate to show him where it was.
Yeah,
that's where it was filmed.
I need to see it. Dude, I don't know. It's just, it's like, I haven't seen a lot of movies that like everybody's like, what? Like, I didn't see The Matrix till like last year.
Oh, whatever.
I like the first one,
there.
But
the first one was okay. The rest of them were terrible.
Plus, dude, after like Pirates of the Caribbean, it's like I've had enough motherfucking Johnny Depp. Thank you.
God. No, I can never get enough.
Dude, he doesn't look like a pirate. He looks like he doesn't look like some guy from the movie. He looks like Johnny Depp in pirate clothes.
Yeah,
who acts gay and doesn't really drink, but acts like he's drunk. Like that's not drunk. That's like acting. It's just I don't like those movies. They're so fucking fake. Like, and I know it's a fantasy thing, but it's like.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? He just passed out the Would You Rathers.
Nice.
So we only have 10 minutes left, so we're going to go ahead and start doing them. Sorry to cut you off.
Dude, GarageBand is a piece of shit. We need to find some better-ass program for this shit.
We can, but until you get here, then we have to deal with GarageBand.
Like, why would it only let you do that?
Don't ask me questions. I don't
know.
What if you're recording a whole album that goes over the length of a CD because you want to do it on a double CD? You know, like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I said don't ask me.
Why, Ricky? Why? I'm sorry.
Daddy. Yeah. Reprogramming, you son of a bitch.
All right, so we're going to do Would You Rathers, and Ryan's here to do our intro.
Oh, okay.
I'll be Little John. Let's go.
Would you rather
do
this or that?
What? Okay. Little John.
All right, Misty, you're up. You're first.
Oh, okay. The thing that made me go gross. Would you rather consume 15 pounds of raw bacon?
Things that make you
or,
go...
Or, this is the part that was gross, or bathe twice in a tub of bile. I would say raw bacon. Raw bacon, everybody. I would eat 15
bile,
pounds
like, eat your
of
skin,
raw bacon.
It? Isn't that like really bad? That's like well, once it's, the only once thing that's left out of your body when you're throwing up.
Yeah. Right, but once it's shit. Out of you, dude, once bile is out of you, it like loses its property.
I would do bacon.
Yeah, I'd still do the bacon. I love
bacon. I wouldn't do the bacon because it would get inside you. I'd rather have shit around me than in me. You know what I'm saying? And bacon's gross anyway. Like I like it, but not that much.
What if you were to wear like
meat curtains?
No, like saran wrap. Like it didn't say you couldn't wear saran wrap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what? If I could put something on, then yeah. I would do that. But if not, the bile thing is gross to me.
Yeah, all right, Ryan, you're up.
That's totally gross. I really want to pick both. Like, I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, one more than the other. But would you rather have sex with the new Daisy Duke, Jessica Simpson, or the classic Daisy Duke, Catherine? It's Bach, isn't it?
Okay, neither, because they're both.
I knew he would pick that one first. You're so straight.
Huh? I know, right?
You're so straight and you need sex.
I would say...
I'd say the original.
The original Daisy Duke.
If she's I had to thicker. Pick one, the original, yeah, because I need some pushing for the cushion.
So. Herb?
Neither, because
they're both sluts.
Oh. No, that's not an option. You have to pick one or the other. Death is
not even
option.
If I was not even if I was straight.
You
I
must just, choose.
Gollum. This is a choose your adventure.
Jessica Simpson, so I can make fun of her big ass ears and employee of the month.
Oh.
All right. So, would you rather hell be an eternal Stairmaster or perpetual diarrhea?
I already have perpetual diarrhea, so I'll do the Stairmaster.
Oh.
I'll just do the diarrhea because it's already there. Let's go.
I think Stairmaster.
TMI.
Because you'd be looking slim and trim.
Right? I'd be looking hot.
You'd be looking like Suzanne Summers with those abs of steel.
Yeah.
Was that Suzanne Summers?
No.
No. I was going to say.
She had the thingy with the thigh master. That thing.
Whatever.
Dude,
the thing
it's
that
master
was great
or something.
For flinging things it's across the room.
Yeah, it was.
Masturbation.
Okay.
That was one of the first like products where people were like, hell yeah, I can sit down and exercise.
Right.
This is the one that... This is an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have sex with just the top half of Jessica Alba...
Ew.
Or just the bottom half of Jessica Alba.
Dude, wow. Enough with these like slutty ass girls.
I can't pick halves.
Dude, she.
I would.
Like,
I'm gonna say top half because she's got them DSLs. You know what
I'm
saying?
Sucking lips.
Yeah.
I would say the top half.
Dude, she's also got like 12-year-old lips. Dude, she's like, I don't know.
Ryan's like, that's a problem.
It's not because I'm gay. Because even when I was younger and I found girls more attractive, it's like girls like that were like instant like sluts. No, the only hot girl when I was a kid was like Toni Braxton, Mariah Carey, like what's
Misty's
her name?
About to throw up.
What? Mariah Carey was
Mariah
the
Carey
show,
was
dude.
Hot. I still think she's.
Yeah,
hot.
She's
dude.
A fucking slut now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking
Jessica
about
Alba
fifth grade.
Is much less of a slut than. Frickin' Mariah Carey.
Yeah, but Jessica Alba's like a horrible actor, and she doesn't sing, so she
no
doesn't have any redeeming qualities.
She don't have to act.
Yeah, but there's no redeeming qualities.
Gurgle.
Dude, can you imagine, like, sex with Mariah Carey? She'd bust, like, that ninth octave that she's been trying to get.
Oh, I don't want
to
hear that shit.
Because she's got eight. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, bitch's mouth should only be open when there's a cock in it.
Oh, shit.
So
Lala from the Pink Geek podcast, call in and tell us what you think about that.
Yeah. So is this assuming that you have like a terribly large penis? Because I think you need to tell everybody how big it is on the Foul Monkey's air.
I don't have a terribly large penis. I have an average size penis.
What's what? Yeah, no. Don't. Don't say straight guys don't know what an average size penis is.
Average size penis is five inches.
I've heard this before.
The what is supposedly considered to be the national average is 5.4 inches.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
But.
That's because straight scientists have determined that. That's what it is.
But
they don't fucking know.
You're 5.5?
No.
You're above average.
Yeah, on that scale, yes.
Dude, come on. Don't be a pussy. Let's go.
No, it's like, I mean, it depends.
I'll say mine. I don't care.
It depends on, you know, the mood. Mm-hmm. And, but it can range anywhere from, think, like, usually 6.5 to 7.5.
Holy shit.
Right on.
I can tell you I'm average.
Yeah, but he's got a little junk in the trunk, so that's what makes up for it.
Because I'm fat.
For that cushion.
I mean, so, no, he's got Herb, would you like to lay down your 11-incher or what?
No, I'm like a little over 7, and like Ryan was saying, there's like times where it's like you know, there's erections, and then there's like, holy
there's
fuck,
like,
I'm so fucking horny erection.
Shit, I need to have sex with something.
Yeah, yeah, the really, really huge, oh my god, I'm freaking horny, is like 8. So the rest of the time, it's like a little over 7.
Ouch.
It's like,
how
whatever.
About you, Misty?
I would say I'm below average.
That's what he said.
All right, Miss Ryan, you're next.
Ryan?
oh, actually, and let me add something to that. For those of you that know, like, the fucking width and diameter of your penis, you guys have way too much motherfucking time in geometry class. Shut the fuck up, nobody cares. Who the fuck does? Like, I've been watching all these profiles and shit, and people are like, well, it's 7.258 cut, and it's 5.3, like, around, and it's like, dude, I don't know the circumference of my penis.
Question.
I just knew that one time back in the day, like 4 years ago, when I measured it with a ruler because I was doing geometry homework. Who cares? It's not that important.
But here's the thing is you have to where was it measured from? Bottom, top, or side?
The bottom.
Top is the right way, right?
I use the side because it's like the middle. Because like the top is, you know, like from
Misty and
like,
I are
here,
both
here
looking
what?
At the
What?
No, here's what I'm saying.
No, from the side.
That's like, what he's saying.
I'm talking
around
the base. The top is like probably...
The top sticks out more than the rest of it.
I'm trying to...
I would think you'd measure more... You'd measure longer if you go from the bottom. Because it actually goes down like even further.
Yeah.
Dude, but that's like...
Actually, if you measured from like where your penis really starts, it would be like huge.
It would be like through your ass. Yeah. Dude, no.
Yeah,
14 you put
and a half.
Ruler to the side of your dick, and you measure where the top, like, I mean, that's it.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, I'm saying, like, to the measuring on the side, mm-hmm. you know, like...
Right, but anybody that thinks about it too much further than that is, like, has too much time.
Yeah,
I
have a lot of time.
Like, Misty does too, but she doesn't.
But
have
dude,
a penis
no. But Ryan, you're a cute guy. I mean, it's no lie. You need have sex, man. Go have sex. Don't get with slutty bitches. just go have sex.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Herb.
We have like 9 minutes left. No, 6 minutes. We have to hurry. Go ahead, Ryan.
Damn.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. I was folding mine up. Would you rather be a Siamese twin connected by the eyelids or the top of your heads?
wow. That's a huge difference.
The top of my head.
Yeah, that's totally one side. Duh. Bank holiday. Fuck you, bank. Oh, Easter Monday, my ass.
What about you? What about you?
Well, it depends. If we're connected by, like, only eyelids, snip, snip.
That's true. That, but yeah, then you don't have any eyelids.
But
those are easier. Those are easier.
Because,
butt skin. But what if it's in the 1400s?
Like, 8 times out of 10, because I'm all for weird news.
Actually, you
know
what?
When you're connected by the head, you share, like,
a main artery
part of your brain.
You share something that's significant, and one of you or both of you ain't going to make it.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. All
right.
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
Last one. Would you rather only be allowed to use a washer and dryer to cleanse and dry yourself, or only be allowed to use a steak knife to shave?
The first one, because all you have to do is cut out, like, take the dryer and the washer and cut out the grooves that spin with it. And pull out the middle thing in the washer and then just sit in it and it'll wash you like a spa. You won't get hurt.
That would be totally like
I would
fun.
Say use like the steak knife because you can sharpen it.
I would say steak knife because, you know. Because
you want a knife up your vagina? What?
Excuse me?
Oh.
Excuse me?
No.
No, but what would you say? Would you save your legs with that or would you save your vagina with that or what would you do?
Who she said would, I'd shave with it?
She would take slices off her roast beef.
Who says I need to shave
off her roast
anything.
Beef curtains?
Put some beef in my taco.
I could just rock a Tom Hanks castaway look.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Yeah. You already have that, dude.
Skinny and ugly?
No, I don't.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
That was
skinny
the same
and,
time,
skinny, skinny and better in the 80s?
Oh.
Skinny right. and better in the 80s? Yeah.
I really hate to rush you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
we have 5 minutes left, and
five
we need to end the show.
Minutes.
Email me, misty79@gmail.com. Woo!
Go to our website, foulmonkeys.com, myspace.com/foulmonkeys. Hit us up. Tell us what you think. Tell us how foul we are. We know we're foul. Shut the fuck up if you don't like it. Say what you must and leave and don't come back. Or keep listening if you're an obsessive loser.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Yep.
What's wrong, Ryan?
Nothing.
He's like, God damn it.
You're weird. Is that it? Oh, Frapper Map. People join the Frapper Map. And leave us reviews on iTunes.
We need Kazakhstanian Morat to join our Frapper Map, please. I don't know where Kazakhstan is because I've not been
It's
overseas,
like near Russia.
But... Yeah.
It's like near the USSR.
I didn't know that Kazakhstan was an actual country
The
movie. Until the movie. And until the movie, the people
got upset.
Yeah, got upset and were like putting out their thing about how we have the largest population of wolves of any country.
It's like,
not
who
horrors.
Cares? Right.
All right. So this is episode 92. We're out of here. This is Ricky.
Peace and motherfucking hair grease.
This is Ryan.
Bye, everybody.
Oh.
This is Misty. Email me. Bye.
Email Misty. Bye.
Stereo.
Bye.
Stereo. All good children touch themselves at night. There we go. Oh, I forgot. It's nighttime over there, so.